Many Germans were certainly anti-Semitic at the time, but there was no evidence that the majority of ordinary people, like these holidaymakers, approved of murderous attacks on German Jews, nor that they had any desire to fight another European war. But large numbers of them did certainly have faith in Hitler. They called him General Bloodless, someone who had achieved great things for them and their country without the need to spill any blood.
We had adopted an attitude whereby one said that the Führer would manage. The Führer would do the right thing.
Hitler knew that this attitude of trust, that he would do the right thing, was based on these people's faith in his charismatic leadership. So he faced the difficult task of trying to get ordinary Germans to accept military conflict without them losing their faith in him. We can get an idea of just how Hitler had been working at turning around public opinion from a secret speech he gave here in Munich to leading German journalists. On the 10th of November 1938, Hitler said,